GMI of the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety.
The information and analysis you need, whether you're a buyer or a seller. This is Radio Real Estate with Windermere Real Estate experts Rick Todd, Julie Brown, and Lyle Sorensen on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. Brought to you by Windermere Real Estate.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey! Good morning. Welcome to Radio Real Estate.
What's happening, Rick?
Good morning.
He's tanned, he's rested, he's ready.
Yeah.
He's tanned.
Yeah, what a great time in Arizona. So much fun being down there with the zone to cover the Mariners. By the way, the Mariners are going to be good this year.
Yay!
I have a bunch of brand new friends. Ty France, he just loves me because I talked to him about his golden retrievers and his new baby on the way. And Alan Fee was just consummate pro. So much fun to be down there, and we had a great time. But I'm excited to be here this morning.
Welcome back.
I need coffee. No. And a maple bar. I don't know.
Nice.
I just...
You know what, though? You know what's really exciting? We have a guest in the studio. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's about time we class this show up a little bit.
42nd District Legislative Representative Alicia Rule. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so sorry I didn't know to bring a maple bar. That is definitely not on your task.
So you're saying you can be bribed?
No.
I can be bribed. Alicia, it's so great to have you here. Before we get to you, we're going to go to Lyle with today's numbers.
Well, it is. And you know what? Our inventory is increasing. We had 58 new listings this week compared to 48 acceptable offers and 40 a month ago, homes that closed this week. Went under contract a month ago. We had 40 of those. It's really interesting, though, because the square footage numbers are tightening up. The homes that came on the market, $378 a square foot, compared to $369 for the homes that received acceptable offers. The average price reduction was about $3,100, so things are getting much tighter. And the sizes were about 1,600 feet for the things that went under contract and the things that received offers.
So, Lyle,
it's pretty balanced.
With regard to the new listings versus acceptable offers and closed, so sold 40 homes, new listings 58. So we got about 18 homes.
Over a month ago. Yep.
So, wow.
So we're picking up some inventory. It's great. You know, there's good traffic. You know, if your home is...
So there's actually homes to show.
There are. You know, and the average days on market, and I think this is kind of interesting, of the homes that received offers this week, the average days on market is 49 days. You know, so sometimes sellers, you know, everybody's used to the craziness that we've had, and a week goes by, and they're like, what's wrong with my house? And 2 weeks goes by, and they're like, what's wrong with my house? How come it's not selling? You know, and there are still things selling in the first week. There were 15 homes that received offers in the first 14 days.
And so, then, like we say, everybody always comes all at once.
Yeah.
You get three offers on the same weekend.
Well, it's the sushi belt, right? You know, as soon as your home is the best sushi on the belt, you know, because other things have been taken out of inventory, new people have sat down to buy a home, you know. And then it's like all of a sudden yours is the best looking sushi and, you know, you're going to get traffic. You're going to get traction. You're going to get offers. And that's just the way it goes.
And I feel like buyers are feeling they've come to the realization that our average lending percentage is going to be between 6% and 7%.
Yeah. And that's historically a great rate. You know, everybody gets all bent because we've had these artificially suppressed rates at 3 and 4. And hey, you know, if you'd like to borrow money, don't worry about it. Just come and get it. You know, you can use it. And, you know, and those days are kind of behind us, I think, for a while. So, no, it's a great thing. It's a great opportunity. It's a good time to get your home ready if you've been thinking about doing something different. You know, spring break's coming up. You're going to have the kids home. You might realize that you need to do something different because, you know, it's not as roomy when everybody's home. So.
Yeah, where's that elbow room? Right. Throwing elbows in the kitchen.
You know.
So, hey, open houses. Big weekend, big Saturday, 78.
Those numbers are coming up. So.
78 open houses. How about you, Rick?
Yeah, I'll be doing two open houses today and then one tomorrow.
Where are your open houses at?
Lyle.
731 East Del Rey. That's going to be awesome. That one's got all the major stuff done, and it's just kind of ready for somebody to put their personal touches on it. That'll be a great one. Thanks for doing that, Rick.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing that, and then I'm doing a condo out at Homestead, and it's a great day if you hate basketball to go out and because the tournament's going. NCAA tournament.
Which station are we on?
I know. But anyway,
Doing one too. It's water. It's second row, out on Haxton Way, but unobstructed views. So
yeah, I had something happen this week that I thought was just fascinating to me. I had clients, offer on a house, and the house was first listed at $900,000. In Ferndale. It was a great house, but just nothing happened. And then when they put it down to 865, they got traction.
That's when the magic happened.
And the magic happened. It was right in the pocket. And lo and behold, we won that. We pended. And since that house has been pended, the agent has told me he's had three other agents that want to jump in and actually see the house go in second, third, fourth place because they want it.
Well, it's a great home. I was looking at it yesterday, looking at the listing. It's fabulous. I mean, it's got the things. So if you're looking for a large home, backed up to open space, it's awesome.
Yeah, and one of the things is that there's something about when people really want a house, and this is one of the things I learned is like they don't care if it's pending. They at least want a shot at it. And it's been kind of a learning experience for me because it's the first time I've ever had clients pending on a house and then three or four other people wanting to go through the pended house because they want to get and back up. And I just thought it was very interesting, the passion behind when people see something they really want, they kind of just shoot for the moon.
Well, it's a sushi belt, Rick.
Well, and what I was going to say is it can also be them looking to see if they really felt like, wow, we missed out, making sure if they should be in backup or if the next one that comes up that they see, they push on their realtor, the representation, to get them into position.
And I agree. I think it's absolutely, if I'm one of those, agents with people that want to see a house that's pended, absolutely. I mean, if, they're given permission to go through, yeah. I think it's a great idea.
It's still on the market until it's closed.
That's absolutely
true. It belongs to the seller until it closes. And the other thing, there's no reason not to show.
Yeah, and Lyle, I think the other thing it does, it kind of refines a little bit of what they see the market as, and they also, see the house, the kind of house they like, the area, the feel, the things that the other houses offer. And so thought it was very interesting.
So speaking of housing,
yes,
the Washington State Legislature has been doing a lot of stuff in the last year or two regarding housing and rentals and tenants and all that stuff.
We have been very busy in the housing sector working on all of the ways that we can press upon making housing affordable, making housing available, and one of the big ways we do that is build more of it, and different types.
Yes. You know what? And I think you're hitting on something that's really key that we often overlook, is ownership opportunities for people. And that's something that we're really missing because we're missing a lot of affordable step housing, right? The condominium laws have just really put a damper on that type of step up for people.
Yeah, I was excited to hear that you're doing an open house on a condo today. That's great news. The big thing, I think, and there are many things, but one of the big things is what we're calling missing middle. And I think people, when they see what this looks like, are going to get even more excited about it because it is housing for families mm-hmm. that will be more accessible than what we have now. And it's going to allow for the growth that is happening, whether we like it or not.
Right, right. So you know, it kind of feels like sometimes government takes one step forward towards affordability and three steps towards unaffordability. You know, it's kind of like we're doing these things to make it more affordable, but now we're going to have new building code requirements, new energy code requirements, new environmental things that are going to make utilities more expensive.
Yeah, well, one of the things I have experienced in this role is understanding the tensions. And policy writing in and of itself is full of finding the sweet spot. And I think, you know, depending on kind of the mix of people who's there, where our sweet spot is may shift. But in this case for housing, we are certainly looking at how do we balance it all? We know we are way behind in building housing units.
Mm-hmm.
And so
thanks to the Growth Management Act.
And given that and the impact on, you know, accessibility to buy a home, even for some of us now, but particularly for the next generation,
mm-hmm.
and facing this housing crisis where we have homelessness visibly all around us, there one thing that we know is going to be effective is we are short in building units. We have to move, and we have to move quickly, and we've got to move robustly with a lot of different options.
Mm-hmm.
And also that's going to be uncomfortable because it's going to impact our environment and it's going to look different. And so we're trying to find, how do we find the balance there?
Mm-hmm.
How do we find homes that can really, you know, impact the concentration of where people live and not make it feel uncomfortable? We want it to be building neighborhoods and communities,
mm-hmm.
not just cramming in units, but we have to have them.
Right. No, 100%. We need.
That's so well said.
Opportunities, right? You know, and I think sometimes we push. I feel like sometimes the focus is on the bottom, right? It's like, how do we get, you know, we raise minimum wage, we, you know, try to make things more affordable on the bottom side, but we don't create enough opportunities for job growth and true living wage jobs. I think especially in Whatcom County, it seems like our environment is a bit unfriendly even to, you know, some of our largest industrial employers.
Well, as you know, it all works together. So one of the things we know is that if we don't have available housing for the workforce, then we can't recruit the workforce that we need. We can create all the great jobs, but we have to be able to accommodate people to work them.
No, and you're identifying something that's really real here because, you know, that's a conversation I've had a lot of times with people. It's like, you know, how do we attract big new manufacturing employers? You know, like we don't have 200 homes available, right? If they want to bring some people into the area, you know, we literally, you know, we don't have homes for them, let alone homes that are, you know, maybe commensurate with the income.
That's right. Particularly, we think about what it takes to make a city work. So any of your city employees or county and government employees, teachers, nurses, all the things that we're short on, and we are short on a lot of really essential workforce.
Law
here. And it came to mind that our workforce, you know, we can't attract people to these jobs because it's just impossible for them to live here.
Yeah, it's very expensive to live here, actually.
Yeah.
And Washington State really is as well. You know, It's time for a break. This is like my nemesis.
It's Lyle's favorite.
Yeah, it's break time. But you're listening to Radio Real Estate. We're here today with 42nd District Representative Alicia Rule. Hey, listen, 676-KGMI, 676-5464. If you have a question for Alicia, this is your chance. But what we're not going to do today is put you on the air. So what we're going to ask for you to do keep track of our time and to get as much in front of Alicia as we can. Go ahead and leave your question with our producer, Emma. She'll take down your question. She'll flip it on the board here for us, and then we'll work it into the conversation and we'll answer it as we go. 676-KGMI, you're listening to Radio Real Estate. We'll be right back.
You've earned your retirement and you're ready to fully embrace it. So why not do it with style at Meadow Greens Retirement? You'll enjoy active, independent living with amenities like the library lounge, wellness program, and expansive social calendar. Indulge in 3 daily meals made from scratch, get pampered at the on-site salon, and join in for Friday night socials. Meadow Greens is active retirement, the only locally owned retirement facility in the county with 1 and 2 bedroom apartments with full kitchens offering the freedom freedom of eating in or enjoying a meal at the Outward Nine or the Duck Hook Bistro. Meadow Greens can also be of help when it's time to transition from an independent apartment to assisted living.
Hi, I'm Josh Howe, director here at Meadow Greens. I'd like to personally invite you to come to our community. I look forward to showing you all that we have to offer. Call Meadow Greens today to arrange a private tour at 354-8200 and online at meadowgreenslinden.com. The grass is always greener at Meadow Greens.
Are you eligible for Medicare soon and feeling overwhelmed by all of the insurance plan information coming your way? Call Guided Solutions, formerly Vibrant USA, at 866-733-5111. Our goal is to make your move to Medicare as seamless as possible. We specialize in the health insurance plans to go with Medicare and can review with you how Medicare works, health plan options available, and how to get enrolled. There is never a fee for our service, and with offices in Linden, Bellingham, Freeland, and Everett, help is just a phone call away.
When you buy a Subaru from Dewey Griffin, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and reliability that will last a long, long time. Simply put, you are buying trust. Celebrate them both now with special offers during the Subaru A Lot to Love event on now through April 1st. Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru-certified tire and service center in Whatcom County.
My son Finn was born with congenital heart disease. He ended up spending about the first 8 months of his life in the hospital. During that time, he endured 10 surgeries, including an open heart surgery. Starlight Children's Foundation has played an important role in my family's life. For 5 weeks when he was a baby, Finn lived in a Starlight Hero wagon. You could not understand the pure joy of having him go from a hospital bed into his favorite red wagon. Starlight doesn't just give items that hospitalized kids can use to keep themselves happy, but also memories, moments, and experiences which are so needed in times like these. They allow sick kids to just be kids for a little while. The support that Starlight provides to families like mine is an integral part to creating happiness at a time when there's very little to be found. Learn more about how Starlight Children's Foundation brightens the lives of sick kids by visiting starlight.org today.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Okay, I love this song. Alicia, this is an honor of you. Because you're stuck in the middle with us. And you love the chorus of this. Clowns to the left, jokers to the right. Yeah, you're stuck
I can appreciate that.
Yes, you can.
That kind of sounds like Olympia.
Oh, that's awesome, Rick.
Hey, we're here with Alicia Rule, the 42nd District, Washington State Representative. Thank you so much for being here, Alicia. You know, I love one of the things you said is that, you know, the whole idea that in the concept and the reality of that when you're a leader— I mean, tension is something you put in your coffee every morning. I mean, because you got to make decisions and you're in the decision-making process. And, you know, one of the greatest dreams that, you know, people can have is owning a house and having a place they can call their own. And, you know, I think that's partly why, you know, Lyle and Julie and I are do this because, you know, we love to be part of that process of seeing people's dreams come true. And, but yeah, I mean, and you're in the middle of it, because there's a lot of people, you know, they're reaching for that dream and, it seems like it's so far away.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, housing is a huge issue, especially in Whatcom County. And, it is definitely, you know, something that I'm really glad you're here to talk to us about. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, not even just the dream of home ownership, but the security that comes with it. And, you know, if you know me at all, you know that I'm always thinking about life in this work through the eyes of children. And one of the things I know is that it's just so good for kids to have that stability that comes with knowing that they're going to be able to go home to the same place every night. And home ownership gives that in a way that other housing types just don't. And so I want that for everybody if that was what they want. I really want them to have that opportunity. And we know we're pretty far away from it, particularly moving forward. I was sitting at baseball with friends last night, and one of the things I heard
in
is...
In the rain, right?
In the rain.
Good
in the
for
rain.
You.
all of us with our hoods on, but chatting about what about our kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can they do to be able to even be able to live on their own, let alone buy a place, which is pretty drastically different than it was for us that grew up here, and we don't like it. So we really do think that it is, as a legislator, incumbent upon me to make sure that we're supporting policy and really looking at ways that we can make it possible for people to have opportunity to live and thrive in Whatcom County.
I love that. Real leadership is not about the here and now, but real leadership is like the vision of what we're going to become. You're watching baseball. What were they, Little League? Was it high school? What was it?
High school last night, but a little bit of all of it.
They're really good. Blaine's really good this year.
Thank you. We think so.
Yeah, Tanner's a great coach. Anyway, you know, those are the future leaders. Those are the Lyle Sorensens. Those are the Julie Browns. Those are the Alicia
Rick
Rules.
Rick Todds.
Out there. And what is their future? What are we doing to kind of help, not necessarily help, but at least create an environment where they can at least succeed.
That's right.
That we're not cutting them off at the knees. And I think that I just applaud you. Thank you so much for all your work. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's important. And, you know, so much of the time we're looking forward to the future, but I feel like we don't look three steps ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're in an environment where people are reacting extremely emotionally. You know, mm-hmm. and there are too many decisions that are being made because it sounds good and it makes me feel good, so it must be good. You know, and I feel like we do that environmentally. You know, we cut ourselves off at the knees in terms of economic opportunities, in terms of, I mean, just as an example, right, the whole natural gas electrification thing. To replace natural gas in Washington State is going to take 5 Grand Coulee dams
mm-hmm.
worth of electricity.
Yeah.
You know, and so when we make emotional decisions because they sound good and they make us feel good and we think we're doing our children a favor, we have to stop and go, wait a minute, man, we need some chess players. We need less video gamers and more chess players.
Yeah, and I think part of it is we have to do both at the same time, right? We have to be thinking about the future, but we also have some very serious problems right in front of us, and we don't get to choose one or the other. We also have to be thinking about, you know we have to get there, but do we have to do it overnight? I would argue no in terms of the natural gas moving off of fossil fuels. This is not the time to do that because, again, when we think about tensions, we're talking about the tension that holds between affordability and accessibility to housing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
our long-term
if you get in the house and you can't afford your electricity, you know, your energy.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, all of these things all weigh into affordability.
And do you feel like sometimes people are a little bit confused about electrification versus pollution? And they're not maybe focusing on the pollution factor enough?
Well, I do think that, you know, it's a complex problem that, as always, requires a complex solution, and it's going to be more than one thing.
Yeah. Hey, Alicia, we have a call-in, and we have a little question. It's not a little question. It's a giant question.
That's sticky, and it looks pretty full.
I know, and it's going kind of toward exactly what we're talking about here. So Angie and Custer asks, given the recent restriction on refineries and gas, well, there's not restriction yet, but they're working toward it, exactly what we're talking about. That has impacted local jobs. How does that relate to housing? And is there work to combat that?
Yeah. Okay. So that's a little bit.
It's kind of
I read that as maybe convoluted in terms of an understanding of what's happening. But
yeah. So do you want to sort of clear that up?
I'm gonna attempt to.
Okay,
caller, if you could let me know if I got it, that'd be great. And if I didn't, please redirect me. I do not see that we are there is no natural gas ban. In any case, moving toward that was not something that I supported.
And the media has really colored a lot of these issues, by the way, listeners. They they're saying a lot of things that aren't exactly correct or true at this juncture.
Ah, but I just read it again. I think this is talking about gas for your car. So I think. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit, too.
Yeah,
So I have been here in Whatcom County. My family's been here for five generations, and I live in Blaine. You probably know that. So what that means to me is that these refineries that we have in our community are anchors. They're economic anchors, and they are doing some of the best environmental work, actually, because they're doing it right here in Whatcom County, where we're leading on how to do this with a clean energy moving forward.
Okay, on that note, we're going to take a quick break.
You're listening to Radio Real Estate. We'll be right back, and you can hear the rest of Alicia's answer.
The Mill at 7th, Linden's hidden jewel of a restaurant on Front Street. You'll find comfortable dining, top shelf service with consistently delicious food. If you haven't experienced The Mill, it's time to visit.
Hi, I'm Linda, owner of The Mill at 7th. I want to invite you to come dine with us. Our staff and I have worked hard to create an atmosphere that provides you with a welcoming experience with fresh, enticing foods, cocktails, and a wonderfully unique selection of wines.
Listen to what our customers have to say. CJ says,
we love to eat here. Plan on spending some relaxing time in an environment that's warm and inviting. The staff is so sweet and the food is so yummy.
Ashley says,
The Mill is one of my go-to dinner spots. The food and atmosphere are always exceptional and the service can't be beat. If you want an amazing appetizer, get the apple crostini. You won't be disappointed.
Stop by The Mill today for an exceptional date night experience. Group parties and catering options at The Mill at 7th, downtown Linden on Front Street under the windmill.
Dedicated to service, shining a light on local individuals, law enforcement, and groups giving back to our community. Brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury in Bellingham.
Mackenzie Powell and family turned a negative into a positive when they discovered their new home had housed a seasonal colony of brown bats in the attic. After cleanup, they reached out to Bellingham Makerspace to create an alternate living space when the bats returned this spring. Enter local Girl Scout Amber Nearing, who took on the project of building 40 bat boxes. With a huge assist from Makerspace volunteers Sandy and Mark, the two families, the Bat Conservancy, and our local Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Bat Colony and the Powell family will safely coexist this spring.
Dedicated to service. Brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury. Go see why they were voted best jewelry store in the Northwest. You'll find a beautiful selection of GIA certified and lab-grown diamonds, plus unique custom designs with an in-house jeweler. Find them at 21 Bellwether Way, Suite 107, next to Lombardi's back patio.
You've got questions about your car or truck, and we have answers on KGMI's In the Shop. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Kirk from Angler Automotive are here to help. And we have a great new way for you to get your questions or comments to them. Email them to intheshop@kgmi.com. Then listen each Saturday at 9 a.m. or check out the podcast at mybellinghamnow.com. Once again, that's intheshop@kgmi.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
CBS News Brief. Russian President Putin is vowing to punish those behind that concert massacre that has left at least 115 people dead. He's blaming Ukraine, which denies any involvement, even though ISIS has claimed responsibility. The BBC's Merlin Thomas is looking at video from the scene.
Witnesses said the shooting started inside the lobby. You can hear loud gunfire ringing out and see people crawling away on the floor.
Overnight, the Senate passed a $1.2 trillion spending package, averting worries over the partial government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it wasn't easy, but it is good for the nation. Some parts of the U.S. are going to need gloves and shovels or umbrellas this weekend.
Interior Northeast locations, upstate New York, much of interior New England expected to see widespread heavy snowfall.
That's Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service in Maryland. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Hey, Rick.
I love this song. Actually, I was going to see Bonnie Raitt and James Taylor, and Bonnie Raitt got sick.
What? And so I was,
but you know what?
Welcome back to Radio Real Estate.
Yeah, we're going to give them something to talk about this morning. And it's awesome to have Alicia Rule here. And Alicia, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks. It's a pleasure, as always. I love being able to come and talk about our community.
Yeah. So where we left off was we're talking about Refinery. Mm-hmm. And I'll let you roll with that.
Yeah. So I think I was mentioning about that I've been here for a long time. These refineries really are anchor jobs for us. When I go to my kids' school, I see people who work at the refinery giving, well, actually, we were just talking about it, volunteering there for baseball and weight training and all the things that build community. So I'm really grateful they're here. They're doing really well because they, our local refineries, have been leading the country into clean and green fuels. And so the work right now is to make sure that they are getting all of the money that's been allocated from the federal government to grow those jobs. So it's actually quite an exciting time for the refineries and for having them here in our community in Whatcom County.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and it's so true. I mean, and frankly, it'd be nice if we could attract more heavy industry like that.
Yeah. You know, well, you know what we need is we need to have some workforce housing available so that
I know, right?
they can work together. It's hand in hand.
It is.
When we grow our economy and we grow housing opportunities, they work well together.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And, you know, it's really a challenge in terms of land use, in terms of critical areas, in terms of so many things. And we could get out in the – we could literally get out in the weeds talking about some of those issues and items. And I think, you know, on some levels, you know, we probably are going to need help with critical areas and land use things from the state level, you know, rather than the Department of Ecology every 4 or 5 years making the setbacks bigger and the buffers larger. And, you know, we're literally putting buffers around things where there was a stump 100 years ago, you know, in a lot of cases. And so, you know, the pendulum has swung way far one way. We're paying environmental reparations, actually, right, you know, for the stuff that was filled and drained 100 years ago for agriculture. Now we're kind of like they're going the opposite extreme, and it's like, oh, look, there's a little wet spot. Let's have 100-foot buffers.
Now, one of the things about the legislature is a lot of the work that happens on the state level takes quite a while before you see it in real time at the local level. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important that we focus on that future because the legislation that just passed in the last 2 years was monumental in terms mm-hmm. of growth. Monumental. Mm-hmm. It will be physically noticeable quite soon. There's a heavy, I think, responsibility on local government to really make this reality. But this middle housing is a big deal, and mm-hmm. transit-oriented development is a big deal. So I look at things both in terms of hyper-locally, but also across the state. Mm-hmm. Many of these policies have done a really great job of expanding opportunities in places like Seattle, which is really going to be helpful for us locally because it takes some of that pressure off. Meanwhile, I think the future work really looks like what are we going to do in the more rural areas? And we didn't get there yet.
You're right.
And I want to say that exactly to your point, our local government, our county government, is maybe more responsible for tightening up some of the things that Lyle was talking about with regard to land use and ag and logging and forestry, all of those kind of things. And maybe that's something we need to revisit with the county and the county, county board.
The time is now because we have just created the package option. And the point in time that we are is at that local level of making that a reality of what we want that to look like here in Whatcom County.
Cool. 676-KGMI, 676-5464. You're listening to Radio Real Estate with our special guest today, Alicia Rule. If you have questions for Alicia, 676-KGMI, call in, leave your question with the producer, and we'll try to work it in. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for an auto shop that offers honest quality service? Hi, I'm Kirk, owner of Angler Automotive. At Angler Automotive, we strive to make sure that all of your automotive service needs are met. Angler Automotive provides the factory-recommended services that are required to maintain your vehicle's warranty. Angler Automotive, outstanding quality with honest, reliable service. check us out online at anglerautomotive.com.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
My Spanish starts and ends at adios.
Make it easy on yourself with Babbel. In just 10 minutes a day, you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Hola, Español.
It starts here. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
Whether you're exploring Linden, walking the trails at Whatcom Falls, or grabbing coffee between classes on Western's campus, free local news is now at your fingertips. Go directly to MyBellinghamNow.com or download the new My Bellingham Now app. MyBellinghamNow.com and the new My Bellingham Now app. Hyper-local community and county news. 100% free and no subscription ever. MyBellinghamNow.com or the new My Bellingham Now app. Available from the App Store or Google Play. Stay informed. Stay connected. Stay local. MyBellinghamNow.com.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split second, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
I love this song. This is such a
Rick,
song.
Is there any song you
don't
love?
Yeah, you say that like every time.
Because I pick,
we
I
need
pick
to
all
find
the songs.
A song that Rick doesn't like. So when he comes back on, he goes, I hate this song.
That's your job, Lyle.
Oh, how sweet it is to have Alicia Rule in the house.
Yay,
this
thank
morning.
You so much for being
and,
here.
And thanks, Alicia, for being here.
676-KGMI, 676-5464. If you've got a burning question for Alicia, go ahead and call in. Leave it with the producer, and we'll do our best to work it into the conversation. We were talking about the way that communities grow before the break, Alicia. And, you know, that's important. And you were talking about Seattle and things, but you were also saying that rural areas grow differently.
Yeah, and we have to look at it as a whole. So I love when Seattle grows. Grow away, Seattle, because that gives us a little bit of space. We also have to grow in Whatcom County, but we do it differently. We need to do it in ways that fits our community. So partly that means working in this concentrated building in our cities. That makes sense. And we see the missing middle. That's a really great place to see more triplexes and duplexes. And I saw some beautiful ones in Ferndale just yesterday that I felt really proud of, because that's a good way to build community
now,
there.
Are those single family attached?
Yeah, so
or you know, where people have an ownership opportunity, or are those what we're seeing a lot of where
we need both?
Things are being built. Yeah, but you know, the majority of our permits that have been pulled in the last couple of years in Whatcom County have been for multifamily, not saleable, right? In other words, because of the condominium laws, nobody wants to be sued in 7 years.
But they've really rectified a lot of that condominium lawsuit, haven't they?
Nope.
I thought they did.
Well, I'm specifically talking about duplexes and triplexes. And I think for a family experience, what those look like is on the interior really looking pretty well just like a single family home, but taking less of a footprint and bringing the appropriate place for communities in that more small city area. But also, we have to look at how do we grow in the rural areas. Not everybody wants to live downtown Ferndale or downtown Blaine or downtown Bellingham.
I love downtown Blaine.
I do too. I love it. I love being able to walk and ride my bike, but not everybody does. So one of the things that we have to keep looking at is the rural areas and what's appropriate there.
Well, and to speak to that, just a few statistics for you. Of course, I'm sure you know them, but Whatcom County is the 9th largest county in the state. And with regard to growth, it's about 1.7% growth in the population a year here in Whatcom County, and that equates to about 3,900, 4,200 people coming to our county. I don't know how many people are leaving, but not that many, because like Lyle was saying, we don't have enough housing to house people for these very large employers that support our county.
That's right. I particularly think about the shortage of medical professionals comes right to mind, because as we grow at this rapid rate, we have to have all of those pieces in play, and they all work with one another. But a lot of people, you know, and don't forget, by the way, babies are being born too. So we think about school growth, and we think about all the ways communities can grow. But currently, as we're reflecting on our real problem with affordability, we see folks trying to figure it out. And that might look like a camper out on somebody's property. I think, you know, we see people already doing it out of desperation, but it's not legal to build a structure like that here. And I think that will be the next conversation that I hope that we can really have in an honest way in Olympia. How can we grow in our rural areas in a way that definitely is sustainable? And we certainly see in certain places where if you don't have enough water and you build a community, it's a disaster. So we certainly don't want that. But I think that we have enough information to make wise choices in finding a better balance.
Yeah, and I was just watching the water outside dripping from the sky. I think we have lots of water, but that's a whole other issue that's coming up that's definitely going to impact rural development. You know, as it is right now, and we were talking about middle housing and ADUs and some of those kinds of things, the current policy, if people are not aware, on a rural property, you are not allowed to have an ADU on a property under 5 acres, which is pretty ridiculous, to be honest. You know, I mean, if you've got an acre and a half, quite frankly, you got room.
We have one on a half acre, but it had to go through approval with the county.
Yeah, and you're kind of in Maple Falls, though.
We are in an unincorporated county.
Yeah.
So that's irrelevant, Lyle. So sometimes I have to push back against Lyle
because it is actually relevant. It doesn't matter.
It's irrelevant.
I think I love that you're seeing again. We're talking about the natural tension. It's not good or bad. It just is what it is. And in Olympia, this is the conversation. Mm-hmm. This is where we're trying to find where's the balance. And we have to continue moving forward. We know what the numbers look like. We know that we are significantly still, even after all this work, short on the number of housing units we need. That translates into real people who don't have roofs over their head. That's, you know, a significant problem in our community across the state. It's not going away. It's drastically getting worse. And we don't have what we need for the middle. And when we don't have what we need for that workforce housing, we can't build a community because we don't have people who can come and fix our plumbing, and we don't have people who can staff our schools or fix our parks.
Mm-hmm. You know, the housing, the unhousing portion of things, I think sometimes, though, we like to say that there are people on our streets primarily because they're aren't enough homes, and that's not entirely, you know.
You didn't hear me say that, but what you did hear me say is it is part of the problem, and we have to look at, you know, I don't get to choose one topic to work on. I have to look at.
No, I understand that.
And when we work on these areas, I think it's a mistake that's easy to make. You get kind of down a rabbit hole to say, I work on housing, but for me as a social worker, I'm working on all the things, and I want to know how they work together, because even if I pick one of the things and I really dial it in, I might have missed the balance, which puts us back. That's the one step forward, two steps back process I think you talked about earlier.
It's like three steps, yeah.
Maybe. Two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the key to that is if we can bring more people into the conversation and we can work together. When we work together, we do get better, sustainable, long-term policy, and mm-hmm. that's what I'm always pushing for.
I love that. Alicia, this is complex. This is not a simple, because there's so many factors that go in. I worked for, you know, I would just say a nonprofit for, you know, 25, 30 years working, you know, with homeless and that type of thing. And I mean, it's about continuing the conversation and coming up with solutions. together. So, hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back on Radio Real Estate on KGMI.
Attention homeowners, this is Brad, CEO from Barron Heating, AC Electrical and Plumbing. Our family has proudly served this community for over 50 years. I can assure you, we're more than just a business. We're a family you can rely on. As winter winds down, we're all looking forward to sunnier, warmer days. However, recent reports suggest our mild winter will lead to record high temperatures in the summer months ahead. Seasonal prediction models are confident in a transition from El Niño to La Niña in the years to come. So what does this mean for you? Winters will be colder and summers will be hotter. The National Weather Service predicts an up to 70% chance of above normal temps this summer in Washington. With this forecast, it's crucial to start preparing your home for the changing weather conditions. Investing in air conditioning now ensures your family is comfortable and safe. With AC, you can shut your doors and windows, blocking out previous year's heat and wildfire smoke. The good news? Barron has affordable options to add AC. Give us a call today.
This is Heidi Person, General Manager of the Cascade Radio Group, with a look at some good news in our community that we like to call the upside.
In 2023, Terramar Brewstillery and Edison raised $8,700 for local community organizations and charities through beer pint nights, donations, and their Barker's Dozen monthly dog biscuit fundraiser. They currently have two fundraiser beers on tap in 2024, including the Kakua Project IPA, brewed by many breweries across the country to help raise funds for the Maui fire relief efforts. They also brew the Ales for ALS West Coast IPA, with proceeds benefiting ALS research. Terramar Brewstillery also hosts different local artists throughout the year with the local Artist of the Month series. The Upside is brought to you by R.B. Wick and the Bellingham Coin Shop. Be sure to join R.B. Wick for the 7th Annual Easter Egg Hunt throughout Whatcom County with prizes up to $2,500. Visit R.B. Wick's Treasure Hunts on Facebook for more info.
If you have good news to report, email it to us at theupside@cascaderadiogroup.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
I felt nervous that I wouldn't have a family.
I was getting older and older. I didn't think I was going to get adopted.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi, Connor, and LaShawna now have a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, I get to settle, and this is permanent.
After I was adopted, I felt happy.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find forever families for children who have been lingering in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Well, Emma, producer.
Is this Stump
this
Rick?
Is Stump the Band.
Ah!
And this is a great song.
She's laughing.
This is so good.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I've been.
Hey, welcome
really,
back, Rick.
Yeah, and welcome back to you guys. I've been loving this conversation. And I think one of the things for me, I'm seventh generation Whatcom County resident.
Me too.
And I'm not seventh, but I've been here a minute.
I have one of the things that I've had to change my paradigm in where I live, because forever in my life, I was like, I can get anywhere in Whatcom County, anywhere in Bellingham in 15 minutes.
That's right.
Not true anymore. No. There is actually a rush hour. And there's actually, like, I would just think, you know, man, there might be an accident, you know, around here. Maybe two, maybe three a year. There's one every day now.
Right outside our office, Rick.
It's changed. My paradigm has had to change in where, you know, when it comes to traffic. And now, you know, our paradigms have to change when it comes to housing. And we're trying to do something that you know, just serves as many people as possible, and it is a complex issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so interesting as you talk to 20-somethings now and what their goals are and what their dreams are, And it's very interesting because part of it is I have a nephew who's 20-something, and his whole goal is to live in a nice apartment because he just doesn't see homeowner, you know. But one day, he's like, I want to own a home, and his paradigm's going to shift again, and that's where the tension really is. And
I worry that they're losing hope. They don't even know that they can hope for that. And that is because our work has not caught up with our growth. And we have to create policies that allow for our next generation to have that opportunity. They don't even dare hope for it. And I feel sad about that.
I think there's absolutely a lot of truth to that. It's hard to kind of crawl in the mind of a 20-some these days.
What? Come on. You still act 20-something?
I do. It's pretty sad. But anyway, Lyle.
Well, I mean, you know, all of these things are super complex. They're all interrelated. They're all interwoven. And you can name any of the hot topics socially, currently, right now, and they're all interwoven. They're all interconnected. They all impact each other to what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you can't have one without the other. You know, we're definitely missing step ownership opportunities.
That's true.
And, you know, when I see our local planners going, well, we're getting our housing count up because we're putting in all these multifamily rental units, I'm like, yeah, okay, you're meeting your bureaucratic goals, but is that serving our community the best, right? Mm. Are we creating those mm-hmm. future opportunities, you know, where someone can start out, you know, whatever happened to plan workup, right? You know, you buy your $200,000 condominium, you know, and you live there for a few years, gain some equity, you know, then maybe move up to a bungalow or whatever that looks like. You know, and the missing middle, to your point, you know, is that those are those step up opportunities.
That's right. I mean, I know that was my reality. I'm very grateful for that. Being able to start in a condo was something that helped me lifelong to be able to then move into, you know, bigger and gain equity. And that's not something that is open right now to our younger generation in a really accessible way. I do think that it's fair to understand that it's not just a mindset for them, but if you really look at the numbers, it really is a limiting factor. And, you know, I worry about the idea of becoming a lifelong renter and in its intersection with affordability.
Yep.
We don't imagine that rents are going to continue to stay. I mean, they're going to continue to go up. They're not going to go down.
All right, 45 seconds. We're going to give you the last word. You're listening to Radio
Thank
Real
you
State.
For being here, Alicia. We really appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me today. I'm so grateful for your partnership in this work because it makes all the difference for the lives of children, families, and our next generation when we build a community that works for everyone.
Thank you. You've been listening to Radio Real Estate.